There are two ways of describing the city of Dorothea. You can say that four aluminum towers rise from its walls, flanking seven gates with spring-operated drawbridges that span the moat, whose water feeds four green canals, which cross the city, dividing it into nine quarters, each with 300 houses and 700 chimneys. And, bearing in mind that the nubile girls of each quarter marry youths of other quarters, and their parents exchange the goods that each family holds in monopoly, bergamot, sturgeon roe, astrolabes, amethysts, you can then work from these facts until you learn everything you wish about the city in the past, present, and future. Or else you can say, like the camel driver who took me there, I arrived here in my first youth one morning. Many people were hurrying along the streets toward the market. The women had fine teeth and looked you straight in the eye. Three soldiers on a platform played the trumpet, and all around, wheels turned and colored banners fluttered in the wind. Before then, I had known only the desert and the caravan routes. In the years that followed, my eyes returned to contemplate the desert expanses and the caravan routes. But now I know this path is only one of the many that opened before me on that morning in Dorothea.